And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
Something is off about the feng shui in the room. I walk in this morning and something has moved. And me? I'm like, who moved my cheese?
I moved.
So what's going on? Normally when I come in, when I sit here, I sit at the control console. And I have a couple of monitors, like the Starship Enterprise. I get into my spaceship. And then, like, directly across from me sits Jen.
Yeah.
And also across from me, but to my left, sits Shaylee. And now you're, like, sitting over here closer to me on my side.
We're
so what's the deal?
We're in a weird triangle. We made what an executive decision last night because Shaylee's new boyfriend, loving the chip aisle guy, lives right by me, like 90 seconds away. And Shaylee's currently dog and house sitting for him. So she's basically living right by me. So
you don't want to smell his stank.
So what? We had dinner last night.
Is that why?
And we we've moved Shaylee over here in an attempt to see each other better, to not talk at the same time. It was an executive show decision.
Okay, gotcha.
To attempt to make our show better. And she smells. And so I've moved her 3 feet away.
Well,
and I brought you a
burrito. You and I sit directly across from each other. It doesn't stop us from talking at the same time.
I know. This is our attempt.
This is weird.
It throws me off because now I feel like you're trying to cheat on the test or something. You're like trying to look at my screens for some reason.
I can't see your screens. I can see all the board.
Okay, that's good. I can still look at all the things I look up in the morning.
It's okay.
It's like when you get here and somebody's parked in your spot, and there's a million spots, and you're like, come on, that's my spot.
No, what it's like is that my spot was open. It's just that of all the spots in the garage, somebody wanted to park right next to me. And not only that, but they parked over the line a little bit, too.
I'm literally like a foot away from where I was.
Now my spot is here, but somebody has parked their car into my lane.
Is this going to throw you off this much?
No, it should be fine.
Okay. I just can't watch
TV like,
now.
You're almost in the guest position, though. So what happens now when the guest comes in? They're almost on
my
lap.
For the love of God, I think we're overthinking this all a bit much.
All right, let's get the show started with what's happening in the world. 10 items or less at 6:11.
We did watch part of the Royals game last night, and when we were watching, we were like, oh, this is ugly. They won. They came out ahead and won. Yes. Moustakas hit a two-run homer in the bottom of the ninth as the Royals rallied to beat the Astros 9-7 at Kauffman. Whit Merrifield's three-run double in the eighth tied the game at 7 for Kansas City, which overcome a 7-1 deficit to snap Houston's 11-game winning streak. Same teams play the third game of that four-game series tonight at Kauffman. Sears is closing more stores. Sears and Kmart announced yesterday they will close another 72 stores this year. That's on top of 180 locations already scheduled to close this year. Business Insider says the company will shut down 16 Sears locations, 49 Kmarts, and 7 auto centers. Most of the stores are going to close in September. I hope they don't get rid of the one on 95th and Metcalf because I kind of need that one for oil changes.
Ooh, Sears, yeah. Sears Auto. A lot of people go there for that.
Yeah. Moderate drinking may be bad for your brain. A new British study looked at 3 decades of records from over 500 middle-aged people. It found that moderate drinkers were more likely than light drinkers to develop brain changes that might lead to memory loss.
Well, it's because they looked at old people. That's why. Look at the wrong age group.
In the NBA Finals, shift to Cleveland for Game 3 tonight at Quicken Loans Arena. Warriors lead the best of 7 set 2-0 after winning both games at home by a combined 41 points. That's 10 items or less for Wednesday on the show.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Police in Beverly Hills are investigating a possible burglary that happened at David Spade's house. Happened sometime between May 27th and June 2nd while the actor and comedian was not home. According to TMZ, about $80,000 worth of cash, jewelry, and other items were taken, including a wedding band that belonged to Spade's mother. It always surprises me when celebrities get robbed because I'm thinking they have to have massive security system. Like, at the very least, you've got, you know, the $100 a month security system set up. Is there not an alarm going off?
It's David Spade's house. I don't think somebody long ago robbed his career, so I'm not sure.
America's Got Talent. I don't always watch this show, but you have
but
to
when
hear.
I do.
But when I do, it's to hear this 9-year-old girl sing because she is amazing. This girl, Angelica, she's from the Atlanta area. Listen to her sing Rise Up.
How old are you?
I'm 9 years old.
You're broken down and tired.
What?
Of living life on a merry-go-round. And you can't find the fighter.
Wow.
But I see it in you, so we're gonna walk it out and move. sins.
Oh my God.
We gonna walk it out and move.
Holy cow.
Are you telling me that's not the next Christina Aguilera, like the little girl rising up through the TV shows? And
I feel very underaccomplished right now.
Nine. Amazing.
She's gonna rise up.
By the way, she did get the four yeses, in case there was any doubt in your mind. Yeah.
Wait, did you see the one last week, the girl that does the ventriloquist? She's got the ventriloquist act, but the dummy sings a song like that.
What?
And just with the, I mean, she's got her mouth, you know, she can't move it, and she's singing this la opera stuff. I mean, it was unbelievable. The girl was only 11.
Dang.
Yeah, and she was awesome.
Well,
that show blows me away all the time.
I am failing as a parent. Like, my kid plays chopsticks on the piano, and she's been taking lessons for a year.
Like, actual chopsticks, or?
Might as well be.
I'm almost 38. What talent do I have? I mean, I'm failing as a parent. I'm failing as a person. It's I can't even do a ventriloquist. Hey, guys, look over here.
George Clooney, officially a father. A rep for the actor revealed yesterday that Amal Clooney has given birth to son Alexander and daughter Ella. The statement added that both the twins and mom are happy and healthy and said that George has been sedated and will recover in a few days. Or 18 years.
Yeah.
That's your entertainment news for Wednesday on The Show.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Joey, you're going to a wedding this weekend. What is different about this wedding?
Oh, I'm traveling up to Chicago, and the big thing about the wedding is I was told at the reception there will be a magician.
What?
Yes.
Like a real magician?
That is what I've been told, and I heard that from the groom, so I'm kind of excited. I don't know if they just turned six, but I have no idea what to expect.
Oh, I want him to pull an ex-boyfriend out of the hat.
What state is this taking place in?
It's going to be in the suburbs of Chicago, Illinois.
Chicago, Illinois, all right. Is this in lieu of like a DJ or other entertainment?
I think there's going to be other entertainment, but like there's a magician. Oh, that'd be awesome.
No, then I'd go. Yes.
I know there's going to be puppies, so.
Wait, what?
Huh? Yeah. Yeah,
there's puppies?
Yes.
At the wedding?
Yes.
How are they incorporated?
No idea, but I've been told that there's going to be puppies and people can adopt at the wedding.
They're doing that at the bouquet.
Event at a wedding?
They're doing that at the as the bouquet. We saw that not too long ago. Instead of the bridesmaids carrying bouquets of flowers, they
had
puppies.
Right?
Oh.
You remember my video yesterday. Oh, it's a puppy carrying another puppy in a bucket. I was very excited by that.
I love the idea of having puppy adoption at the wedding.
Oh, it's happening. When I marry Rashad Jennings, that's happening.
This just keeps getting better.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what to expect, but should be fun.
What other kind of random things could you possibly have at a reception? Like, I don't know, snow cone truck or something?
That'd be great.
I actually heard there might be food trucks.
Yeah. No, that happens a lot now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Food trucks are a big thing. I just want the invitation that you got for this to just say, like, weddings, puppies, magician, come one, come all.
Does it light up?
Oh, that would have been amazing.
Oh,
they really missed out on that.
Yeah. That would be awesome, especially for this kind of wedding.
Are they going to care that there's an actual wedding happening, by the way?
No.
I mean, they've got puppies, magicians, and oh, by the way, we're getting married over here. Hello.
By the way, we're together forever.
Yes.
Yeah, the most important part is the puppies and the magician.
Wait, is the magician going to pull the rings out of the hat?
I have no idea.
You need to record all of this.
Oh, I'm going to.
Oh, please. And get up and sing Eddie Vedder in the middle of it.
Yes, we found video of Joey on YouTube singing at a wedding reception, and it was interesting.
The bride and groom, they asked me to sing Pearl Jam because I sing Waterfalls like Eddie Vedder.
What story did you find about weddings over there, Jen?
This friend of mine on Facebook posted yesterday, and I think she's getting married, so she's kind of in that realm of looking for photographers and looking for different stuff. And she saw on this message board that someone had posted, "My fiance and I are looking for a wedding photographer, but are having some issues with the contracts we're coming across. We're wanting a clause that guarantees us a refund should we ever get divorced, since we would not need the photos in that situation."
What?
Sorry, what?
You want a refund if you get divorced? You still have the pictures. You can't take back pictures.
You can't take back that day.
No.
No matter what the law says.
10 years the road, you want a refund from the photographer? That's insane. And this woman is serious. She's like, please let me know if this is something that you can add to your contract or would be willing to add. That's crazy to me.
That, seems ridiculous. Why would the photographer even want the job then?
Right.
Oh, no, I would turn them down. As a wedding vendor myself who deals with contracts all the time, I'd be like, you just keep walking. See ya.
That's like asking you. You DJ weddings.
Yeah, oh, no, I'm not giving you your money back.
We want a refund if we get a divorce because we don't need the music.
I do give a 10% discount for second weddings.
Do you really?
No, I don't.
You totally should.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Joey, our producer, going to a big wedding this weekend where they will have a magician and puppies up for adoption.
I love the puppies.
And then I saw this post on Facebook. This woman is looking for a wedding photographer, and I think this is in the Kansas City area, but she's having issues because she wants to add a clause that guarantees a refund if they ever get divorced. Because she says they wouldn't need the photos in that situation. We got a great response on the text line from 2146 who wrote, would you ask your OBGYN to exchange your baby if it cries? No, you won't be vomiting up the cake and the food from the caterers, and those people will work just as hard as the photographer. Here's a thought. If you're already thinking about protection from the divorce, you probably shouldn't get married. Just saying.
That's a good idea. Oh, that's a good point, right?
Yeah.
You're already thinking down the road. You're already thinking, well, this guy may not be the one. So then don't do it.
816-576-7102. You can text or call.
We've got a pretty good perspective here, I think, on the line. Sarah is a wedding photographer, according to the screen here. Sarah, good morning. Welcome to the show. Would you take this job knowing that they have this clause that they want their money back or a refund?
No. Wow. Like, that would be like me saying, okay, in 5 years and I increase my prices, I'm going to come back to you and ask you for more money.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a good point, right?
Makes zero sense. Like, some people, you just never know. Like, this does not make sense to most people, but to her, she's probably thinking, what a wonderful thing for me to come up with.
So, I just love these stories about how the human brain thinks that this is okay. Like, somebody.
It's outside the box.
Yeah. It's different, right? Yeah.
Have you ever gotten a strange request outside of that or seen, like, a really strange wedding with a weird theme?
So, it wasn't my wedding, but I have a friend who runs a venue, and the whole theme was, like, Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And the centerpieces, and it was actually very tastefully done, but this isn't going to sound good. There was, like, you know, crows and skulls as the centerpieces, and the bride wore black, and it was, like, a complete Halloween theme, which fit them very well. It wouldn't work for me. I would look out of place in a black wedding dress, I think. But
they had a like bloody dripping wedding cake.
Yes.
Ew.
Like everything was so Halloween themed and they pulled it off spectacularly, but I'm not sure what my face would have said if they would have told me these details before seeing them.
Right.
Well, I think we all agree, and as a fellow wedding vendor myself who DJs a lot of weddings, has been through a lot of contracts and stuff, if somebody would come back and say, look, if I get divorced in 5 or 10 years, I'm just going to want that money back. No, services rendered. Sorry.
Yeah.
You're done.
Right.
Like, what can I do? You can't put the horses back in the barn.
Exactly. I bet you've got some stories, then. DJs always feel good.
And we'll talk off the air.
Right? I'll capture them on camera and nobody will ever know.
Exactly. Right.
All right. Sarah from Weston, thank you for the call.
Absolutely. You guys have a great day.
You too.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
All right. Shaylee's here with the All Access.
Okay. So Big Slick just announced 3 more celebrities.
Ooh.
Any guesses? Anyone?
No.
Okay. Super
Hillary
Donna?
Burton, is she coming back?
No. Hillary Burton, she probably will. Well, she's not announced yet. So we have Jermaine Fowler from Super Donuts.
Yeah, he's on Superior Donuts with with Keckner.
Yeah. The Talks, Aisha Tyler, who I'm super excited about. I love her. She was supposed to come last year, and she ended up having to back out because she had another commitment just a few days before. So I'm glad she's coming back. I'm so excited. And Kevin Pollak. And already announced Jake Tapper. Johnny Knoxville and that what was his name again, Jen?
Weird Al Yankovic is coming.
I didn't know you had such an obsession.
I told Shaylee last night, I go, you have no idea how freaked out I'm going to be if we actually get to talk to him and meet him.
It's going, like, to be your Garth moment where you're like, oh, hi.
There's not a bigger star to me than Weird Al. And I'm not joking.
Oh, you're kidding.
I'm not kidding you.
You need to get out more.
If you said you can meet any 3 people in the world, he would be in the top 3.
That's going to be the one?
I will freak out. You better have the video rolling when I meet Weird Al, because I'm going to lose my mind.
Oh, I'm going to make it a GIF, because your mouth is just going to be open and, like, big star eyes. That's it.
Like a little kid on Christmas.
Yeah, just like that. Did you see this story, Kruta? April the giraffe just granted a special wish.
I didn't know.
10-year-old boy from Ohio, he has a life-threatening seizure disorder. So his family traveled from Ohio, and his one wish was to meet April the giraffe.
Aww.
Isn't that sweet?
Is there a video of this somewhere?
There isn't, but there's a picture on TMZ.
Oh, sweet.
Mm-hmm. And then Ed Sheeran and James Corden sang a couple things last night on Carpool Karaoke, but I love sing.
I want to see if you actually rehearsed this bit. Okay, here we go.
Cause love is a blaze, I saw flames from the side of the stage. And the fire brigade comes in a couple of days. Until then, we got nothing to say and nothing to know. But something to drink and maybe something to smoke. Let it go until our bones are changed. Singing we found love in a local radio. I don't really know what I'm supposed to say, but I can just figure it out and hope and pray. I told her my name, I said it's nice to meet you. Then she handed me a bottle of water for tequila.
So, Jen thinks that the song No Diggity.
No, I'm telling you.
Will you explain this?
This morning, I was driving to work, and I'm flipping around to different radio stations. I was cheating on us, I'll have you
know.
That's
rude.
So I'm flipping around, and I go, why is this station playing No Diggity? That's weird. Why would, like, it's a station that would never play No Diggity. And then I go, oh, this is not No Diggity. This is Ed Sheeran's Don't. It's the same song.
Okay, now, we did make the mashup here. I was able
you
to
did?
Get it. Yes, I
Listen
was able to get it. And left side is Ed Sheeran.
It starts the exact same way. It's the same song.
I like the playoffs.
Blackstreet should be suing Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
Wow, well, okay, I give you a little credit
but
there for
just
that.
The opening,
I kind of
like,
see that.
There's not a million songs that have
no,
the
it
same
goes,
opening.
No, but I mean, every part about it's exactly the same. It's not like,
you know, it's
song,
Blackstreet and a ginger, right?
I'm telling you, they are owed some money because Ed Sheeran stole that song.
It was in Pitch Perfect. I know that song. I don't hear Ed Sheeran now.
No, I think you could. Yeah, I think we could do a little better mashup. It probably does fit.
I seriously was like, why is this station?
Okay, I don't
no
think
diggity?
You're as crazy as
Thank you
said.
Oh, Jen, you just got some help. Totally with you on Weird Al. He's the number one person I would love to meet.
Oh, yes.
From 8139 on our text line.
All right, so here's this. There's Ed Sheeran.
Yeah. You know what?
Okay.
It's
all right, I give you that. It's similar. It's in a similar vein. Great. They'll be the next one suing like it's Blurred Lines or something. It's fantastic. Great.
You're welcome, Blackstreet. I just made you relevant.
Just found them some money.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Just because we get around. Wednesdays means Gen X versus Millennial, the fight of the generations.
Yes, we've got Shaylee the Millennial ready to take on her next competitor. We will see who that is for Total Package Tour tickets.
Who is Veronica from Platte City? Good morning, Veronica.
Good morning.
What year were you born?
1989.
89?
Yep.
Oh, you're too young.
Too young?
Oh, no.
We need a Gen Xer. We need somebody between like 1965 and 1978. Joey, if you can get another call. Yeah, we've got to have a good person in like the 40-year-old range.
Well, I don't know. I think Veronica will still answer the questions better than Shaylee will.
Well, that's rude. I knew Uncle Buck.
She did, actually.
Well, that's true. So what movie's next on your movie list, by the way?
I don't know.
You did
I
the review
decided.
Of Uncle Buck yesterday.
I haven't decided. The list is quite long. I have lots
it
to pick from.
It is a big list, yes.
And I was so proud of her because we went out to dinner last night and I made a random Uncle Buck reference
and
she
I got it.
Oh, wow. How did you guys end up at dinner, by the way? Where's my call?
Well,
she
was over in my neighborhood.
Okay. Yeah.
Jennifer, you were born in 1977. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys this morning?
Doing well. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good. Driving my little girl to preschool.
All right.
Excellent. All right, Jennifer, we've got Total Package Tour tickets up for grabs if you can beat Shaylee the Millennial. So I'm going to ask you questions that typically a Millennial would know. I'm going to ask her questions that typically a Gen Xer would know, and we'll see who wins, okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
First, we'll start with Shaylee. We are going to play a song for you.
Oh, no.
Okay? This is the Foo Fighters version of this song. You have to name either the original artist and or the title of the song, okay?
Well, hold on a second. There is a problem. I got to get the Foo Fighters version.
Oh, okay.
That is a good point.
All right. I can move on to the next question to start with.
We'll do that for a second, then we'll come back to it.
Jennifer, what TV sitcom that was on the WB followed the lives of two sisters played by Jenny Garth and Amanda Bynes?
Ooh, good question. Oh, my goodness.
Sitcom on the WB followed two sisters. I believe it was in New York where they lived. Jenny Garth was the older sister. Amanda Bynes, the younger sister.
Was the younger sister. I know, but I do not know the name.
Oh.
Nope, I don't know.
Shaylee, can you steal?
Is it What I Like About You?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, man.
It was. All right. 1 point for Shaylee. One. I'll give you 1 point. Shaylee, over to you. What popular band includes The Edge, Adam Clayton, and Larry Mullen Jr.?
I'm sorry, what?
What very popular band includes The Edge, Adam Clayton, and Larry Mullen Jr.? Oh, this is killing me.
Oh, boy.
She's like, don't look to Joey.
Joey's looking like the emoji with the the hands over the eyes.
Jennifer, are you able to steal?
I'm not able to steal that one. Uh-uh.
Coming to Arrowhead Stadium September 12th.
Joshua Tree Tour.
You too?
Yes. Negative 175 million points.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, goodness.
Not knowing that.
And I eventually got it.
Do we have the Foo Fighters song?
My computer's very slow for the moment, but I believe it's getting there.
Okay. We'll move on to Jennifer. Another question for you. What 2008 film starred the Jonas Brothers and introduced the world to Demi Lovato?
It was School, and it wasn't School of Rock. Camp Rock.
Yes!
Oh,
yes!
Oh man.
149,000 points for Jennifer.
Yes, it was actually a cute movie. I'll give it that.
I never saw that. Shayla?
I didn't either.
Wow, I'm surprised.
Why?
Because it's got the Jonas Brothers.
Some crap movie that you haven't seen.
Jennifer says it's cute.
I'd put Pitch Perfect right in there with, Camp Rock with Pitch Perfect
with
and from Justin to Kelly.
I will punch you. All right, so do we have the commercial?
No, this computer is awful. We just have awful things here.
Do we have the
commercial.
Yeah.
Yes, I have the commercial.
Okay,
yes.
We'll play a commercial for you.
All right.
Very popular in the 80s. You tell us what product this was advertising, Shaylee.
Zestfully clean. Zestfully clean. You're not fully clean unless you're zestfully clean.
Do you know it?
It's the soap.
Yes.
Zest.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. But you did not know The Edge, Adam Clayton, and Larry Mullen Jr. That's you two. How do you not know you two?
You didn't say Bono.
Of course I didn't say Bono.
You could have used Bono's real name instead of Bono.
Jennifer the tickets. Jennifer, you're going to go see New Kids on the Block, Boys to Men, and Paula Abdul Monday at Sprint Center.
She was on American Idol, right?
Okay. Jennifer, congratulations.
What are you talking about?
Thank you, guys. Awesome.
She also danced with a cat in the video, too.
She was?
All right, Jennifer, hold on for 1 second. Never mind.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
By the way, I love that we had a ginormous check to give to Jamie from Independence yesterday. She won the $102,000 from us on Sunday, and Shaylee actually had one of those big, giant checks.
Kudos to you for coming up with that. It was great.
I mean, I like to craft.
It was great and good for her. We asked her if it had sunk in yet. She's like, no, not quite. It's
not until I see $102,000 more in my bank account.
Right. And I totally agree with her. Not until you see it and you can spend it. Is it real?
You imagine. So I talked to the guys yesterday because we've got to talk to lawyers, legal people, insurance people,
we
all this stuff.
$102,000.
And the guy says, yeah, no, we're going to send a check for $102,000. And I'm just going, it's just unbelievable to me.
Are we going to get to see the check?
I don't even know if I've seen a check with a comma in it. You know,
with
six figures on it. That's incredible.
I won't even get into the taxes then, how that all works. But holy
That's her problem.
Yeah.
We figured that out easy.
That's on you, mama.
That's all on you.
$102,000.
Yep, you take care of this.
$1,000.
That's unbelievable. That is nuts.
Congrats to her.
Hey, our number is 816-576-7102. You can call or you can now text that same number. It works for both ways. And we do like when we get, this looks like an interesting call here. I really kind of like this. It's Sue in Olathe. Hey, good morning, Sue. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. How about you?
Good. I just wanted to tell you guys how much I missed your show. I've been traveling for work the last couple of years every week, and usually I leave before your show is on, usually on the weekend, and come back late before the night, so I didn't get to catch your show for quite a while and stuff, and so now I'm back in town working locally, and I live in Olathe, but I won't tell you where I work.
Well, Sue, we've got some easy remedies for you next time. We first off have the app that you can take us anywhere. And then, two, we do podcast the show, so if you ever miss us, you can just pull us up on iTunes and listen there.
Oh, gosh, that sounds like it requires IT stuff.
No, it's simple. The app is super easy. Even I can download it and listen.
How about that, right?
Yep.
You make the morning a great, fun start. You guys just crack me up.
Who would you say cracks you up the most? Would you say, I don't know, Joey? Shaylee?
Oh, gosh.
Please say.
Well, I don't know what you do is when you pick on her and her poor new boyfriend.
Thank you.
It cracks me up, but I feel sorry for him.
Oh, loving the chip aisle guy. He's a good guy.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
He can take it.
Wait till we bring... I've got a polygraph coming in soon. Wait till we get him in here in the spotlight, though.
Oh, good.
You sound like good parents.
We're going to need a fingerprint here. We're going to need...
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, thank you guys for all that you do. And again, you have a great show and a great camaraderie, it sounds like. So I'm glad to be back in town listening to you every morning in this god-awful forsaken drive to work.
Well, be careful. Sorry about the traffic.
Yep. Thanks for being out there.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Have you guys seen the most awkward video ever? It is Jerry Seinfeld and Kesha.
Oh, I thought you were talking about one of my home movies.
No, this is even more awkward, believe it or
Me
not.
Me hitting on girls. Wait, what? Oh, no.
Every day. So Seinfeld's given this red carpet interview. Kesha comes up and she says, oh, I love you so much. And he's like, oh, thanks. She asks him for a hug, and he says, no, thanks. And then she's like, please? And he goes, no, thanks. And then you see him move back. Like, he takes a very visual step back, like, Kesha, maybe I don't know who you are, and you back up. And so then she, like, walks away. So awkward.
Maybe Seinfeld better learn what's going on here. And when Kesha offers you a hug, you take that hug, Jerry Seinfeld.
Watch the video. It's worth it.
It's awkward. It's cringeworthy.
Big Slick is announcing three celebrities each day that are going to be participating. This morning, they announced three more. Jermaine Fowler, who's on Superior Donuts with David Koechner.
Okay.
Aisha Tyler from The Talk, who I love, love, love. Kevin Pollak, big actor. He's been there, been there for most of them, yeah. And then yesterday, they had announced Weird Al, also Johnny Knoxville, and journalist Jake Tapper, which is who Brian is very excited
That's
about.
That's great. I'm a news junkie. I love that.
Not Aisha Tyler.
No, Jake
Not
Tapper.
Not anybody else.
I reached out to CNN. They are checking Jake Tapper's schedule for us so that we can have him on our show the next week.
Oh, it's fantastic.
And America's Got Talent. There was this 9-year-old girl
Amazing.
On there. Her name is Angelica. You have 9 years old. Listen to this girl sing.
What's your name?
My name is Angelica Hale.
How old are you? Voice.
I'm 9 years old.
You're broken down and tired.
It's the same kid?
Yep.
Of living life on a merry-go-round. And you can't find the fighter.
Wow.
But I see it in you, so we're gonna walk it out and move mountains.
Oh my God.
We're gonna walk it out and move.
Yeah.
Why do I always want to cry at that show?
Go ahead and write her name down now because she's going to be big in about 5 years.
No kidding.
And George Clooney, officially a papa. A rep for the actor revealed yesterday that Amal Clooney has given birth to son Alexander and daughter Ella. The statement added that both the twins and mother are happy and healthy and said that George has been sedated and he'll recover in a few days. That's your entertainment news for Wednesday on The Show.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.